Yes, there's a sort of a broad-based agreement for this, which is interesting to talk. John Watts. Well, look, when we did our Avengers draft, this is why Tom Holland was my number one overall pick. This is it right here. Because they can't do it without him. He knows that. His agent knows that. The studio knows that. But you know what? I think I view everything that's happening here. I have to view it. I think it's a net good news. That's my overall take for a very simple reason, which is if we take the rumored parts of this, right? So they are putting together a calendar to allow him to shoot Spider-Man 4, his movie, and Avengers Doomsday at the same time. In part because his part in Avengers Doomsday, shockingly enough, is much bigger than his part in either Infinity War or Endgame. Number one overall pick. That's why I said. However, more broadly, Sony and Marvel are close on a new deal that would allow him to appear in multiple MCU movies beyond solo Spider-Man films, and Marvel Studios would retain the oversight they have had over his work. That to me, look, we've complained about Kevin. We've pointed out all the flaws of Kevin. But man, you give me a choice of Kevin overseeing this or Sony overseeing this, I'm taking Kevin 100 times out of 100. So that's why you gotta look at this as good, you gotta look at it as net good news, I think. And maybe the clue was Cretton. Maybe the clue is when Cretton jumped, maybe that was the sign that Marvel had won the seeming power struggle. Remember, because there was a lot of talk that Sony wanted bigger, wanted to kind of rule the roost here. And they always do this. They always want to break free. And then push comes to shove at the 11th hour. Someone seems to talk some sense into Sony that, like, look at your work, man. You don't want that. You don't want that. You, those guys over there are the ones who are getting you paid too. Look at Morbius, right? Well, it makes me optimistic, to your point about the character not missing. It makes me optimistic that we are going to get friendly neighborhood Spider-Man in Spider-Man 4. Because one of the best decisions they made in No Way Home was the way they ended it. They took him back to roots. And they set the stage for something smaller. With real emotion and real stakes. And this gives me the hope that that's the movie we're going to get. And if that's the movie we're going to get, that movie can be a big hit. Yeah. Well, they clearly also, I mean, they clearly, Jacob Batalon is there to someday be Hobgoblin, right? I mean, that has to happen. And I think the relationship that they've built up with those characters that will also now be reset. I mean, I don't necessarily care about like Hobgoblin, but I care about the relationship between Ned and Peter that they've built over the course of these movies. And if they're going to turn that into sort of, you know, longtime friends who are now sort of don't know each other, but you know, Peter does, and now they're going to fight. I mean, there's emotion to that. Like, I'm willing to see that. So I hope that's where we're going. Yeah, totally. I'm just saying, but like, these are things that clearly they had in mind from the beginning. Why have Ned Leeds at all if you're not going to someday do that? So this at least gives you the opportunity for Marvel to pay that off the way that they intended. It avoids, hopefully, the game of one-upsmanship on No Way Home, which, to John Watts' point, is literally impossible. And yeah, like I said, the MCU side of this, the Avengers side of this, desperately needs Tom Holland to be front and center for the Avengers movies. Desperately. And like, there is room for growth, right? He was the wide-eyed kid, literally, in Endgame, when he's clutching the gauntlet, right? And Captain Marvel drops down and helps him. There is growth there. He should not be that kid, having gone through all of that, if he comes back for Doomsday and Secret Wars. He should be one of the veterans, one of the leaders. And that there's room there for the character. Yeah, I agree. It's not a layup, but. And then it gives the, you know, given Holland's age, he's the early 30s now, like 31, 32. So this would presumably be a deal that would take him basically into his 40s. Presume that the transition to Miles would also occur under the auspices of this deal, right? I mean, that would almost have to happen somewhere along the way here. I think if, yeah. I think if Kevin's not the head of Marvel, Sony's running it. Don't you think? Like, he's a big enough, he's got enough stroke in that room to make win that battle, but the successor will not. Well, the animated version were fine. That actually has, he's been great in that. But so, yeah, I agree.
Did you say web?
My favorite disastrous lines. Can't get over it. Have you heard that they think? So you heard the buzz on that? I'm not. Right? So that's what's out there. What's out there is that it's good. And what's out there is, now, it is Sony, right? But what's out there is that, like, Sony is like, we got it. Like, we got the thing. I'm like, y'all releasing this at Christmas. I feel like this is coal in the stocking waiting to happen, but we'll see. Scarred. Doesn't look good. Do you think it looks good in the trailer? It doesn't look good to me. But he looks silly in the coat with the fur. It doesn't look right to me. I don't know. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe I'm not seeing what other people are seeing. But like when they show him in the classic fur, I'm like, no. December 14th or 16th. It's the Christmas movie this year. I think it's more like a Brinks truck at this point, but sure. It's going to happen. It's good.